Ahoy, hello, it's a brand new episode of Baffled. This is your favourite fact podcast. I'll say it until it's true. Every week we come together, we share facts between us, and we decide whether they're incredible, whether they're worth being shared, or whether they need to be thrown in the bin of nonsense and never be discussed again and be incinerated. My name is Dan, thank you for finding us. Three for you this week, we've got stuff about cheetahs, about ants, and about happy birthday. Mark is also here, what do you have?
Hello, yeah, right, from me this week, we've got something about rent, something about wars, and something about the River Thames.
Rent, the musical?
No, rent as in. Rent you're paying your house. That's right, we're keeping it exciting, people.
Almost such a strong start. Connor, what do you have for us?
We're going to talk about flying and how you can save some money, numbers, and we're also going to talk about the same sort of thing when we once said that toothpaste on the end of a toothbrush is a nurdle.
Well, that was...
along those lines.
Did that win a Nigel Award in the end?
It did win a Nigel, yeah.
It won an award for being the best fact ever.
And then also, I might have a little extra one for you, just for the fun of it.
Stick around, it's a brand new episode of Baffled.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Two things interesting from you there, Connor. You're not known to be good with numbers.
No.
You've got a number fact.
Yeah, when you hear it, you'll know that it's not really that related to numbers, just numbers are part of it.
So I'm excited for three facts. At what point are you going to do the big word one? Is that going to be the killer last one?
What, the nerdle style?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. Could be a mid one. It's a good fact. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Give us a fact.
Okay. There was a man that once wore 60 shirts, 9 pairs of jeans, and a lot of socks to the airport just to avoid all the extra fees, really. And they let him on the plane.
Okay.
It was in a flight from China to Africa, just to let you know, which is about 4 hours, 5 hours. And yeah, he had 60 shirts on, 9 pairs of jeans, quite a lot of socks because he didn't want to pay for the extra baggage. He wore it throughout the whole, get me wrong, 11 and a half hour flight.
But only one pair of boxers.
Probably, yeah. I don't think they maybe check that.
Who needs 60 shirts for a holiday?
Question. Why would you let him get away with it? That's my point.
I guess you've got no argument to
make. I'm about to say that. There is no rule saying that you can't...
It's evident, isn't it, what he's doing?
Yeah, but there's no rule saying that you can't wear that many clothes. That would be the thing. It's a case of saying, sorry, sir, we need you to pay for baggage. And I'm going, why?
I think
this is my fashion sense. This is what I go for. You can't tell me what to wear and what not to wear.
I think we've had this before on Baffled where we've spoke about someone and we're kind of like, oh, it'd be fun to do. This would be quite fun to do, wouldn't it?
If you saw
get a little bit of budget, put Mark on a plane, see if he gets away with it.
If you saw him in the airport, what are you thinking? Yeah, dickhead.
Yeah.
Although I like the willful eccentricity. I like the fact he's trying to beat the system.
Whoa.
It's just a bit...
Right, hold on a minute. What was that term?
Willful, so he's being eccentric, so he's being quirky, but he's doing it kind of to make a point.
Do you know what? I'm not playing the dumb card here, and I hate to come across like I am. I'm genuinely just me, but I definitely didn't listen enough at school because you use say things and words and things that I've never heard in my whole entire life, and I'm 26. I've never heard that in my whole entire life.
Well, I mean,
what was it again? Say again.
Well, like he's being willfully eccentric.
I've never heard of willfully.
As in, you know, he's just being like.
Sounds like a German name.
You know, you see those people on the tube or something, and they're wearing like a funny hat, and they've got a parrot on their shoulder, and they're wearing them
eccentric.
And they're wearing them. Yeah, but it's more than that. It's like they want you to see.
So willfully.
It's like, hey, look at me.
Willfully.
Willfully means more.
Well, no.
Hang on. Is willfully the word you're struggling with rather than eccentric?
Yes.
So willfully in this context means. So willfully just means they're doing it on purpose. Like they've.
They're willfully doing it.
Yeah, so if someone's, in my mind, again, you know, it's not a common phrase, it's not like a cliche. I'm saying if someone is being willfully eccentric, they're doing it for show. And I think if someone turns up at an airport wearing 60, you know, they're going, hey, look at me, look how quirky I am. Oh, I'm getting the system.
Also, that 60th shirt, is no longer.
So I would
fit,
say,
no.
He's willfully being an idiot.
Well, no, you don't need to put words on everything. It was just for that context. It worked. It fit.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? You're correct. Who needs 60 shirts?
True. Even if I don't think I even own 60 shirts.
Even if you move, well, even if you're moving,
also
just buy new ones.
Also, 9 pairs of jeans.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of jeans, isn't it?
It's logical. I don't think I could fit a pair of jeans over these pair of jeans.
Mark, give us your first fact of the show.
In a German village named Fuggerei, the rent hasn't raised since 1520. It costs less than €1 for an entire year.
Why?
I bet there's not a co-op there. There, it's empty.
So it's not actually that far from the city centre. It's a gated community and it's home to 142 residents. So back in the 16th century, back in 1520 when they established it, the local Fugger family settled in Augsburg and they became very rich. Jacob Fugger made a name for himself as the wealthiest banker in town. He was nicknamed Jacob Fugger the Rich.
Yeah. Creative.
Creative, right? But their family values said that they should be socially responsible. So they created this gated community in 1520 and basically said to people, look, you have to be back by 10 p.m. You have to be a Catholic and you have to pray for the Fugger family. Do that, you can stay here for what now equates to 88 cents. That's what it stays at today.
The Fugger family.
So is the family still in charge? The Fugger?
Yes. So obviously it's been passed down through generations. It's not the same guy.
But you can't move in there.
Now. I mean, I would be very surprised if people move out. But obviously if people move out, then they have a spot to fill.
What's the name of this Fugger town?
It is Fuggerei. So Fuggerei.
Fuggerei.
The world's oldest social housing complex.
So you can move in there based on the rate that it is at, the less than €1. So
yeah, and all the rules are pretty much still in place. The 10 p.m. curfew is a little more relaxed. You basically just have to tip the guard on the gate if you want to get in past 10 p.m. Other than that, the whole agreement is as it was in 1520. Costs you 88 cents, less than €1.
Actually looks really nice there, I think.
Yeah?
So you have to, modern day, what do you have to do?
So modern day, you just have to be there kind of pre-10 p.m. You're still meant to be religious. You're meant to be Catholic. You're meant to still pray for the Fugger family. But,
right.
I mean, all the rules have been relaxed.
It does look really nice. The pictures look really nice. It looks very picturesque.
Bit of a ball ache in it, so you have to bribe the dude every time you want to go out. I'd rather pay regular rent, than not go through that hassle.
Do you know what it looks
or
like?
Just be home before 10 p.m.
It's like a good postcard to me, that town. There's a lovely little old lady there. This one here?
Yeah, that's an old lady with a broom.
I bet she's been fuggered.
Well, that was a funny gag.
There you go, yeah.
Time for my first fact of the show. Until 2013, you would need to have paid money to sing the Happy Birthday song.
No way.
Yeah. The copyright was owned by, basically, Warner Chappell bought the copyright, but originally it was owned by two sisters from Kentucky, Mildred and Patty Hill. They originally sang Good Morning to All. Good morning to all, good morning to all, good morning to all, good morning to all. And then it got changed down the line to Happy Birthday to You, and they made, apparently, $2 million a year by charging every time that song was used in films, played on the radio.
Right, yeah, so like, yeah, that makes sense. I was thought we meant like the average Joe singing it in McDonald's for a fifth birthday.
Well, no, but
getting the money.
If they played it over the speaker, you would need to pay.
That's the same as most.
For the Happy Birthday song.
No, yeah, but as in...
That's why a lot of places don't do it, right? They have their own different versions.
I want to throw a spat. I hate the Happy Birthday song.
I don't think anyone likes it.
I get really annoyed when people try and fit in more names than the gap space.
And there's always as well, isn't there, the typical moment where in most families, friendship, if you do it, you might not know the name of the person. You'll look at each other when you get to the name and it's like, I don't really know the name. It's just shit, isn't it?
I love Happy Birthday to Mark and Connor and Adam. And I love that. And I like the high harmonies as well.
No, the thing is, that's a lot nicer than what most people do with like, Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Dan, Mark and Connor. It's like trying to squeeze it in. It's like, no, just...
Yeah, he's It's catchy though. You remember it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And then it was bought by Warner Chappell. They were collecting fees for it since 1988. But then a court ruled in 2013 that you don't have to pay anymore. That you don't have to pay money
for it
anymore.
A little bit. Really though, because they did create the song. That's not telling you Bruno Mars going 24K magic. You don't get any money for it.
But there is a time for that. So in so many years, I can't remember what the copyright time
it's
is.
It's PCS though, isn't it?
Different thing. PRS is what you're talking about. So. No, it's a different thing. The copyright runs out on something.
Yeah.
Right. I can't remember what the time frame is. It might be 75 years, something like that, where you have to stop. I think they can re-copyright it if they re-record and re-release it. But otherwise, in 75 years after 24K Magic by Bruno Mars and it was released, you don't have to pay for it.
Wow.
A lot of books are now out of copyright.
Wow.
That's one of the reasons that Disney are doing all their live-action remakes. Re-copyright it.
There you go.
It's always got a Disney.
Yeah, I'm on board with it. That could have been a fact on its own.
Yeah.
On board. Connor, give us your second fact of the show.
The lint in the bottom of your pocket, basically the little ball of fluff, has a name. It's this.
Gnur.
Gnur.
What's that again?
Gnur.
How do you spell Gnur?
G-N-U-R-R. It's in the English dictionary.
Right. In very fact.
The substance that collects over time in the bottom of pockets or cuffs of trousers.
You know when I bring a science fact to the show?
Yeah.
And you go, have a day off?
Yeah.
Why are you not saying the same to the people who have named that?
Oh no, the people that have named it, absolute show. Do I love it? Yeah. Ready?
Nur.
So it's Nur.
Well, he struggles a little bit, but...
Does he?
Good night, I imagined it would be.
Nur. I met the guy who does that voice.
Did you?
Yeah, the guy who did the Apple, the original Siri voice. And he got paid hardly anything for it, because he did it all for one company, and it was then bought by Apple.
Did he have a problem pronouncing his G's when you met him?
It was a silent G, isn't
it? That's a yeah. Just like...
Nur.
Lots of other words.
Yeah. Nat.
Nat, yeah.
And it was then bought by Apple and he never got any of those end royalties for it.
It's in the English dictionary, that.
Nur. G-N-U-R.
Oh.
Two R's. That's even better. Why stick two R's on the end? That must be a reason for that.
What you've learned, if you've been an avid listener and have baffled over the 2 years or whatever, nurdle? Nur. Got some new words.
What about belly button nur?
If you want.
I love belly button nurs. Oh. You know what I love doing? Sitting there of an evening. Getting on one of my favourite shows. Gets your finger out, scoops in that belly button and gets the big old belly button there.
That, oh God.
And I've got a deep innie as well. It's a deep innie belly button.
Oh,
it's
what's
great.
What's going through your head, mate? It's disgusting. Isn't it?
I love it. Look, come on. I will admit to doing things that everyone does but doesn't want to talk about.
Hey, Tori, got a big old belly button.
I will admit to doing things that not many people will admit to doing, but everyone does, and that is one of them. I want to get crass for a second here. Do you remember in the last episode, we spoke about mind-blowing philosophical questions? If a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
I've got one for you. When you wipe your ass, do you stand up or sit down?
Sit down.
Sit down.
You're a sit-down person.
Yes. You're a stand-up, mate. Your bum cheeks close. Ag. Admin. You stand up.
They've done a statistic. They've done polls on this. More people stand up.
No, hold on a minute, right? They're fools. You are standing up, and when you stand up, your bum cheeks become tighter.
I do a little cock over.
Oh, what on the bath?
No, I just like lean forward.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're sat there and you're just...
No, I just got like that and...
Yeah, to the side.
Is that what you're doing? I'm a stand-upper.
Because the best bit about that is you can fully open up the arm.
I can imagine you standing up and doing like a whole bunch of yoga moves.
Do you know what, Dan? I want to be honest with you, mate. Genuinely, I don't know how you've done it with being in a relationship, because at the minute I've got you.
Well, because she doesn't.
Kicking your belly button and cocking your leg to.
But she doesn't. Wipe your
well, you just said you watched the favourite show. I couldn't imagine she's next to you.
But you live in the poo palace, so it means Hayley, your girlfriend, can't get away from when you wipe your ass.
Yeah, but my bum's clean. You close your ass cheeks. You probably miss, I would say, the first quarter of poo stain.
No.
Well, you've got Mark. It closes, so therefore it squeezes, doesn't it?
What is happening?
I've developed the technique for it. All I'm saying, more people do it my way than your way. Fact.
I cannot believe you get off the toilet and cock a leg. That is just
fact. Also, it's something I've never thought about before. And I was thinking, I was doing it the other day, and I thought, I wonder how most people do this. Am I doing it the right way? Because it's something that you can't really be taught. Mark, what's your second fact of the show?
Until 1986, the Isles of Scilly were still at war with the Netherlands.
Okay, why were they at war?
So it was a war that started 335 years previously, during the English Civil War. Stop thinking about poo wiping.
Sorry.
Really brought the tempo differently here, though, in your mark.
So the Isle of Scilly, which is just off the mainland of Cornwall, of course, were heavily involved in the English Civil War.
I thought it was Italy.
No, Sicily.
Right.
Okay. That is kind of why I added it in. I was like, Connor's not entirely sure where this is. So the Dutch decided that they were going to join in with the English Civil War because they were like, right, if we back the right side here, there's a lot of good stuff that can happen. Get towards the end of the English Civil War, the Isles of Scilly are still warring with Netherlands. Cut then to 1985. A local Scilly historian called Roy Duncan realised something. The war had never actually ended. So he wrote to the Dutch embassy in London, went, I think we're still at war with you. Holland checked, went, oh, yeah, that's not ideal. Signed a peace treaty.
When was the last time a shot had been fired prior to that peace treaty?
1651.
We're going to also do something for you, listening. We're going to clip Dan's face during that fact being said. I'm going to put it on social media on the story just so people could appreciate it. Because I did, and it was great. There was a yawn. There was a frown. There was a complete a moment of...
From the man who's just been sat here for the last 10 minutes going, yeah, but how really do you wipe your ass?
My point is that...
He took himself back and was like...
I like the fact that someone's found this and then thought, we better end it. Like, I enjoy that in diplomatic affairs. But the idea that... It's just like the headline's a bit misleading, I'd say. Because they've not really been at war.
Maybe. Maybe not.
So there was no fighting going on?
No. So it's just they've kind of forgot to actually, formally declare it.
To say that it's done.
Yeah.
So there was actually a war. They've just said, oh yeah, it's done.
Oh, no, there was a war that was still happening.
They forgot. So someone forgot to say it's done. So basically, no one's getting shot.
But it was done.
But it was done, yeah. Right.
Cracker that one, isn't it?
I like the fact that this guy has written and said, I think,
this
we're
is
at
less
war.
On you as well. This is more on the thing. Wow. It doesn't really need to be addressed, doesn't it?
Well, I quite like the fact that he's done it.
Well, so officially by law, do you have to end to... Yeah.
Well, that's what's interesting.
I'm actually going to put this in the modern day because I'd like you to explain this to me. Let's say what's going on in Afghanistan. When that ends, does it have to be by law it's done for it to stop? Or because I guess war can happen at any stage, can't it? Or do you have to declare that war begins?
Well, that's the question. What has to be involved to formally enter into a war? Does one country just start shooting? Does the country have to stand there and say, I am at war with you? Like, what's the legal process?
So if you look at Afghanistan, for example, the war isn't over because the war, as far as America is concerned, is a war on terror. So that's why they were in Afghanistan, supposedly.
A question that I've got, and this actually links in with this. So when you're at war, Afghanistan, you are obviously a soldier. You're killing people. You're committing murder, aren't you? That's war. You are shooting people and killing them, aren't you? But obviously, you're not getting arrested and put in prison for 30 years for murder. So is that why war has to be declared?
Because
if it's declared as finished, and then all of a sudden you're an English troop, you run into Afghanistan and kill somebody, that's murder, isn't it? Because the war has been declared as finished.
Well, yeah, there's a few things here. So I'm looking it up now. So there is a Convention of the Hague in 1899-1907, which is formally how you declare war. Right. What you're getting into, you are committing murder. Why are you not being tried for that? Well, it's because if you win the war, you've been doing it for your country. So your country is hardly going to lock up all these millions of people that have been killing people to help you win. But then, and also, you can be committed for war crimes.
But this is what I'm saying. So with this...
That's a very specific point of crime, isn't it? A war crime is very different to just crime.
Because I find this quite interesting, because if you declare the war as finished, which it sounds like they had to do with this, even though a bullet hadn't been fired, by declaring a war as finished, and this is good knowledge, something that I didn't know, maybe that means that then if I was an English troop, I ran into Afghanistan, shot somebody who I thought was part of that, turned around and went, oh, I'm doing it for the war. If it was declared as not finished, maybe you've got kind of a word there in court. It was like, well, he's part of the war. Do you know what I mean? But if he's declared as finished, it's just murder. Interesting.
Well, murder is a very specific act. It's not just killing someone. It's a legal term that defines unlawful killing. The Geneva Conventions, and I should know this, is a famous set of rules that determines what is legal and what isn't legal at war.
Right.
So if you declare war on someone, you've then entered into a code of what you are and aren't allowed to do. Which is amazing if you think that people sat down whenever it was and thought, you know what, if we're going to go to war, we need to outline what you can and can't do.
Got you.
And like people pay attention. Well, you know, most people pay attention to it.
Got you. Okay.
Time for my second fact of the show. Cheaters have such bad anxiety, zoos will give them support dogs. Emotional support dogs. Cheaters. You think, you know, spotted cats. Big, brutal beasts. But they get support dogs because they're so anxious around humans.
Doesn't it just show and prove the point that we've had so many, but dogs are just so much better than cats?
Well, yeah. It's not a competition.
Yeah, but if it is, they're winning.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, support cat.
Huh?
Well, there will definitely be people with support cats.
Yeah, but it's a big thing
in America.
I feel like the dog though is a real unique animal.
Yeah, dogs are great and I love a dog, but they are idiots. Whereas cats, lovely.
But I would rather an idiot pet.
Genius. Well, you know.
Cats are evil.
Your cat is
I have a cat that's intelligent because I'm intelligent. You sadly don't have a dog anymore. And if you were to get a dog, I'm sure it'd be an idiot because you're also an idiot.
My dog was an idiot.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a complete fool.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, so cheaters, they have support animals to keep them going around humans.
And what does the dog do day to day? Does it just comfort them?
It just hangs around.
A bit like what a dog does for a human.
Quite a lot of it is because the cheaters see that dogs are getting on with the humans. So they think, oh, okay, maybe I can too.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's more the comfort of them being there that lets them interact with the humans. Because cheaters can be quite mean.
They can.
Like a lot of big cats.
Yeah. Mean.
Hello, sorry to interrupt your podcast. We didn't do that. It's just been magically done for us. We do a podcast, which I think you might like if you like this podcast. Our podcast is called The A to Z of Men with me, Chris Brooks.
And me, Scott Robinson.
And what's the podcast about, Scott?
I mean, what we're doing really is giving you an insight, a delve into the male mind. We're going through the alphabet letter by letter. I submit a word, Chris submits a word, and we battle it out to see what word goes into the A to Z of Men.
And you can get us wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for the A to Z of Men.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can always get in touch with the show, by the way. It's info@baffledpod.com. If you've got any facts, if you've got anything that you would like Connor to explain to you on one of the episodes, the bonus episodes we bring you on Friday, that's what you do. It's also at BaffledPod on TikTok and Instagram. Connor, give us your last fact of the show.
If you count from 1 to 1 million, your lips won't touch until you reach 1 million.
I mean, yeah, that's right. Strictly speaking, not true. 1, 2.
Dan.
Touch my lips in between.
But I think parts of your lips are touching when you say one.
One.
See,
one.
I thought this might
two,
be a little bit of one of those facts.
Three, four, five.
I got, it's interesting that the only time you get to the M is on million.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Quite good, isn't it?
Nah.
And Jesus backwards is sausage.
It's not sausage. It's not.
It's sausage, yeah.
It's sausage.
Brilliant.
It's not brilliant, is it?
It's not.
Well, your name backwards is Ronok.
Great.
I'm going to ban this 43.
His is Cram. His is Cram.
Yeah, you are. That sounds right.
You are a Cram.
Yeah.
I'm a Nad.
You are a Nad.
You really are.
Yeah. I'm a Nad.
Million. Come on, that is good. 1 to 1 million. Your lips touch at the 1 millionth number. All those things you say before that, and it touches at 1 million. I think I love that.
You know, we defined...
Basically, all you're saying is that no number between 0 and 1 million has an M in it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, you know, earlier on, we spoke about the Geneva Convention, which defines what's needed for what's allowed in war.
Yeah.
I think you need something similar for your facts.
No.
The Holborn Convention.
There you go. Because, is it a fact?
It is a fact, yeah.
Well, it is a fact, but is it worth sharing?
Absolutely.
I don't know if it is.
I feel...
I'm going to ban this website.
You two are quite unique people, right?
I think it's the other way around.
You're here.
I think 80% of our listenership will be like, I'm only listening for Dan and Mark.
Okay, well, we need to run a poll on this. I genuinely reckon that people enjoy these type of facts more.
There's no way people enjoy...
They will go, no bloody way. Like the pizza one that time when I said about the pizza size that you ordered. Do you remember that one?
That was good. That was interesting because that was actually mind-blowing.
That's a life hack.
Yeah, and...
This, pointless.
Pointless. And Jesus backwards isn't sausage. And even if it was, irrelevant because the two aren't connected.
What is it then?
Sausage. not a word.
It's not even the same number of letters.
Gnur.
Mark, give us your last fact of the show, please.
Sharks live in the River Thames.
It's a new thing.
It's a new thing.
I have actually heard about this.
Yeah.
They've been spotted as well, haven't they?
Topical news.
Yeah.
They're big, though, aren't they? They're not huge sharks, right?
No. So there is the tope, the starry smooth hound, and the spur dog types of sharks in the River Thames. And the spur dog is actually a venomous shark. So it's only about sort of 23 inches long. It's quite slender, but it is covered in venomous spines. And also its two dorsal fins basically secrete a venom that will cause pain and swelling in humans.
Can you swim the Thames? Is there a place where you can do that? Do you have to get like a area?
You can swim anywhere.
I wouldn't, but you could.
You can just jump in, can you?
Yeah, I've done it loads. There's a place...
What, the Thames?
Yeah.
Swift one, yeah?
Yeah. There's a place... I can't remember where it is. There's a point where they say it's safe to not swim there. Like, there's a point, I don't know if it's east or if it's west, there is a certain point where they say if you're swimming, you can't swim upstream because that's where there's a lot of crap. And I think that's where I did it. But you can swim in the Thames, yeah.
It's very dirty, though, isn't it?
Yeah. What
you have to bear in mind is the Thames is over 200 miles long.
Yeah.
That's why the sharks being there is such a big deal. Because for a long time, experts thought that it was biologically dead, that it was uninhabitable. The fact that there are sharks and now seals and sea lions in there, seahorses, yep. That's why it's a big deal. Have you got some Thames facts?
I mean, you just stole most of them. Sharks, seahorses, eels, seals, they've all been found in the River Thames. Over 100 different species of fish as well.
Nice.
Also, it's believed that sharks use the Thames estuary to give birth and nurse their young. So actually, the Thames is incredibly vital in the long-term survival of the species.
We need to remember as well that people listening might not be from the UK.
No, it's a big
the
river.
The Thames, if they don't know, is the big river that runs through London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Runs all the way from Gloucestershire out to the sea.
Talking about River Nile.
Yeah.
It's the river in London that you see on all the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to do this much clarification of what the Thames is.
Says who? You're from London.
What you were just saying about sharks going to the bay. What's interesting, I was reading something the other day that's what they think the Loch Ness Monster is. Not a shark. But, you know, the Loch Ness Monster is rarely seen. Mm-hmm. That they think it's a special type of eel or a big fish and it goes there to give birth. So that's why it's only seen there rarely. It's a special type of thing because... It's something like the Loch Ness is fresh water and it likes to give birth in cold, fresh water.
Is there actual real... I've always thought they were fake, of the Loch Ness Monster. Is there actual photos that have been taken?
No. Quite a lot of... Like, the original one, the one that blew up, that everyone said was the Loch Ness Monster, that was on the Daily Mail.
Is that a big alligator?
Well, no, it was just someone... It was just a fake thing. But there have been sightings. I don't really buy it. But people think that if people have seen... something they believe to be the Loch Ness Monster, it's probably just a massive eel that is gone, or a massive fish that's gone there to give birth.
Right.
Do you know something? There's more water in Loch Ness than there is in every lake in England and Wales put together.
It's for the monster.
There you go.
Enjoyable.
Cheers.
Last fact of the show. If you put, don't try this at home. If you put ants in a microwave, they will survive because they're smaller than the wavelengths of radiation.
Wow.
That's, I mean, it's like cockroaches, right? Surviving nuclear.
They dodge the waves.
We had Paul Chowdhury on, didn't we? And we were telling him about the crisp packets in the microwave.
Which, once again, you should not do.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he went home and did that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I can't believe I told him that.
You got on really well with Paul Chowdhury.
I did, yeah. Good guy. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I enjoyed having him on the show. I was surprised that you got on so well.
We need to talk more about this fact.
There was not a lot more to say.
No, it's just because anything smaller than a wave of something doesn't react to it, then is this like,
well, I mean, if it hits them, but they dodge it, right? As in, you're smaller than a car, so if one's coming towards you,
it would hit me,
but you move out the way.
I think so, yeah.
I'd hope so.
If it's doing 50 and I've got my AirPods in, I'm gone.
You absolutely walk and look at your phone, don't you?
To be fair, I'm really bad at roads. I'm one of those, just walking it,
just go,
oh, there's stuff here,
see you later. Yeah, that's kind of gone. Mm-hmm. He had a nice time doing what he loved. Listening to the Apple man saying the word "ner" on speech, a text-to-speech function.
Going, it should be gonna.
Yeah. Quick one. How do they know this?
Science.
So they have the ability. They're allowed to put ants in microwaves and do this type of thing. Yeah. But if I do it, I'm a nutter.
Well, right. Yeah. You're allowed to do it. Oh, I don't think you're going to get locked up for putting ants in a microwave.
Yeah.
But you would be a nutter.
Once again, we don't endorse it.
No. Don't do it at home. But you would be weird.
Okay.
What have we learned this week? Well, if you can't pack all of your clothes in the airport, wear them. Also, ants dodge waves. And have a nice good play with your belly button nerve when you get home. And maybe have a look, see how you wipe as well.
Do you know what I put in my head? Just before we go. Imagine Mark turning up to the airport trying this, and his missus like, what are you doing? And he's there, all of the clothes. Oh, thought I'd give it a go, you know, saving the buck. You would try this.
No.
He'd try and he'd be convicted for it as well. He'd be the one they tear out.
What do you mean I'm not allowed to do it? What do you mean? Sorry, sir.
See you later. Say goodbye, Mark.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Connor.
Peace out.
info@baffledpod.com is where you need to go if you want to get in touch. We'll see you Friday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.